I'm Ashley Davenport, your host for the AgPro Podcast. This week on the show, I'm talking technology with Adam Gerritsen of the Equity Co-op in Effingham, Illinois. He talks about their Go technology systems and how important it is for farmers to have this technology at their fingertips. It's coming up next on the AgPro Podcast. Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of the AgPro Podcast. I'm your host, Ashley Davenport, and with me today is Mr. Adam Gerritsen. He is the GoSmart Manager for the Equity Co-op in Effingham, Illinois. Adam, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
Talk about your area. You guys are in Effingham, but from what I understand, you reach into eastern Indiana too, right?
Yes, correct. So, our company, The Equity, we're an agricultural cooperative. Our headquarters are in Effingham. But our territory goes as far east as Terre Haute, Indiana, and then to St. Louis in the west, and north up to Champaign, Illinois, and south down to Mount Vernon, Illinois. So pretty much all of south central Illinois we touch in one way or another.
So you're the GoSmart manager. What are your responsibilities entail then?
Yeah, so I'm actually pretty new to the Equity. I just started here in March of 2017. And basically, you know, Equity was understanding that, you know, technology, ag technology is starting to grow and expand pretty rapidly to the point where, you know, they needed somebody full time to put a strategy together to bring to customers. You know, there's a lot of new tools, a lot of new things. Technology is always coming out, you know, from Silicon Valley and all these different startup companies across the country. A lot of investment happening in agricultural technology, and they recognized that and decided to, you know, take a good stance to position themselves for the future. And I got into discussion with them, and basically, my responsibilities are to, you know, put together a vision and a platform for GoSmart, which is our proprietary ag tech platform at the Equity, and piece together, you know, the different tools that are out there, the different providers of, you know, different sorts of data, whether drone imagery or satellite imagery or, you know, crop models or whatever it is, piece those together in the best way possible to be a simple, effective offering for our customers to help provide them insight from the data that they produce on their farm and, you know, hopefully make them more profitable, make better decisions, grow more bushels, and you know, help advance our industry and our company.
And like you said, there are so many different pieces and components to all of this precision ag technology out there. So, Adam, do you have an ag background, or was this something you just landed in?
Yeah, so I grew up, I didn't actually grow up on a farm, but I grew up in east central Indiana, a town called Pendleton, Indiana, about 30 minutes northeast of Indianapolis. Always grew up in the cooperative system. My dad worked for the cooperative Harvest Land Co-op over there, still exists. They're on the east side of Indiana, west side of Ohio. He's worked there his whole career. My brother works for Winfield United. I've always been around the retail side of things. And but I went to college at Purdue, graduated in 2013 from Purdue. And you know, my degree actually was in business management, not anything related to agriculture. But during that time, I had three internships with Harvest Land Co-op, my, you know, local co-op from back home. And I really got into just the agronomy side of things, doing crop scouting, and then was introduced through my brother to kind of the ag tech side of things and some of the cool tools that are out there. And, you know, just as a young person, you know, I've always grown up around technology and everything. And really intrigued me. So that's definitely what got me going into that side of the industry.
Interesting, because there are a lot of companies out there where they're pulling people that don't have ag backgrounds, that don't really understand how this works in the ag realm. It might work perfectly, like you said, for someone in Silicon Valley, but out in the field in southern Illinois, it's a little bit of a different game.
Yeah. Oh, you're exactly right. Yeah, I think it's, you know, it has its positives and negatives, right? The great thing about bringing in, you know, others is we do have a tendency in ag to, you know, be a little closed off to the outside. And so it is nice to get, you know, opinions and inputs and ideas coming from new places. But yeah, ultimately, you know, when it comes to sitting down and talking with a grower face to face and giving him a confident recommendation or walking him through a new tool, you know, you want to be able to have that background in agriculture and agronomy to really get that message across, I think, ultimately.
Absolutely. So, Adam, going back to the Go Smart series, this technology, it allows you to be part of the whole entire cycle from the planning process through planting through harvest. Can you talk a little bit about that and that you guys are just involved from the get-go?
Yeah, exactly. So that was the approach we took when we were trying to build out our GoSmart platform, was to build a solution that had tools available to influence every phase of the crop growing season, right? So from planning, you know, when you're just getting your seed orders together, making your fertilizer plans, you know, getting ready for the year, things like that, being actually in the field planting that crop, then to the in-season management aspect. We've seen a lot of technology growth, especially in that in-season crop management part of the year, and then all the way to harvest. So we, looked for tools throughout the industry to help us, you know, satisfy the needs for each one of those seasons. So, for instance, like in planning, you know, we use a lot of the Anthroplot data through our partners at Winfield United to help make accurate seed recommendations. Statistically speaking, we have a lot of confidence that it is some of the best data in the industry. They have very good LSDs, things like that, that we release to our growers to be able to give them confidence that, we're not making a seed recommendation just saying, oh, this is the next latest and greatest hybrid, you should just trust us and plant it, right? We want to be able to diagnose and prescribe that hybrid specifically to the needs of that field, that management style, and how that farmer is going to handle that hybrid. So that's a lot during the planning phase, right? It's hybrid selection, making the right fertilizer recommendations to support that hybrid, then getting into planting. You know, we have a lot of tools, whether it's using yield data or soil data or satellite imagery data to put together, or elevation data to create, you know, variable rate seeding or variable rate nitrogen for pre-plant or side dress nitrogen recommendations. We'll put those into the grower's monitor, get him going. Also have some tools that provide, you know, accurate weather forecasting so we can get out to the field at the right time with the right soil temperature, the right moisture. And then moving into the in-season piece, we use a new tool that we're really excited about through, once again, our partners at Winfield United, also our partners at the Climate Corp. One of them is called the Field Forecasting Tool, and it's a very impressive, comprehensive predictive modeling tool that actually models out your nitrogen, potassium, and yield stress throughout the year and gives you an accurate prediction as to what your nitrogen, potassium, and yield could be throughout any given point in the season, and actually correlates and integrates perfectly with our tissue sampling protocol, which is called NutriSolutions. And we do a lot of tissue sampling. I think we took over close to 1,000 tissue samples this year across our territory. And that feeds the model with accurate in-the-field information to keep it up to the date all the time. Then we combine that with satellite imagery throughout the year, as well as drone imagery. We have a drone at every one of our locations, and we have 22 pilots across our company as well who are FAA certified. So we have a lot of things going on for the in-season piece to really make sure we're managing that crop as well as we can throughout the year. And then, you know, finally coming to the last part of that cycle with harvest, just being able to bring that data in. This is where climate really shines for us a lot. We have our growers sign up on Climate Field View, and then they have a very intuitive, simple app, you know, on their iPad where they can do yield by soil type, yield by hybrid, yield by any kind of given region or trial that they have in their field. And it makes it very, very effective and powerful tool to have that seed discussion with the grower to start the discussion for the next crop year, right? When we can sit there and very accurately track how well our recommendations performed in the field.
You brought up the iPad, and to have that technology at these farmers' fingertips has got to be a real big game changer too.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, just being able to have a tool like that, you know, because that's something that's been a huge blessing for us, is the the investment and effectiveness of these mobile, you know, hardware devices like our smartphones and our iPads and things like that. You know, that's not something that a traditional agricultural company could effectively make. So, you know, for Apple and these other companies to come up with technology that's that easy and intuitive and simple to use and allow us to partner with them, companies like, you know, a Climate or a Winfield with their R7 tool or FFT or, you know, any of the other various apps that are out there, a new company called Drone Deploy we're working with for our drone imagery. You know, they all are able to build these very effective apps that are intuitive, easy to use, all in one, you know, nice iPad application right there. So those have been, I mean, hugely effective. Mail to, you know, agriculture is a inherently in the field industry, right? You know, there's not a lot of sitting down in the office time. There's a lot of driving around in trucks and looking at fields and being out. So you need things to be mobile in order to effectively use everything. So the mobile devices are huge. And then the next hurdle we're trying to jump to really take this to the next level is kind of the bottleneck right now is the network, right? And working in rural areas, sometimes your broadband and sometimes your cellular network isn't always the best. And so that's, I think, where we're trying to get to really take this to the next level.
So you guys have, from what I understand, about 275,000 acres under the GoSmart system, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. So what have you learned with all those acres? What have you learned by helping farmers with this?
Oh, that's a great question. We've learned all kinds of things. I mean, you know, for one, just like the growing habits and the management practices, how they differ across our region. You know, we cover a pretty big swath of territory from north to south and east to west with very, you know, even though a lot of it's the same crops, the management practices to grow that crop are very different across our territory. So, you know, learning insights as to, you know, what's the best way to push this crop and grow it and create a management plan around it. For, you know, the northern part of our territory, which would be like those, you know, dark central prairie Illinois soils with high organic matter, high CECs, you know, black dirt looks like a bag of Miracle-Gro, right? You can just spill a bag of corn and it grows 300 bushels versus the southern part of our territory, which is much more tighter clays, lighter dirt, not near as much nutrient holding capacity. So learning the differences and what's the most effective strategies to grow across those huge variations of soil differences, you know, and elevation differences. You know, it's in the northern part of our territory, once again, you know, huge, big, flat fields that, you know, not many trees, not much elevation change, where in the southern part of our territory, a lot more dealing with hills and valleys and washouts and trees and things like that. So I think that's the biggest thing is just being able to give tailored and unique insights to each of our growers depending on what their specific environment is like. And being able to look at that data in aggregate at our level with the 280,000 acres we have and be able to break it out regionally to understand, you know, what's the best nitrogen program for, you know, our Stewartson branch versus our Alma branch, you know, versus our Galton or Marshall branch, you know. There's specific regional differences for each one of those.
And that's another one of many great things about Precision Ag is that you do get to tailor it and be unique and have it be different for, especially with the territory that you cover, that's a pretty large swath of land. So with that, you're not only helping farmers get more bang with their buck in these tough times, but you're also helping them be more sustainable too, right?
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. Sustainability is a big piece that we are focused on for the future, and we think Precision Ag can be kind of the vehicle, if you will, to drive sustainability and to help provide the conversation, kind of the conduit of conversation between the end consumer and the grower. Because, you know, Precision Ag, just the inherent nature of it, we are the ones that are collecting the data, so we're aware of what's going on, and we can actually prove, and, you know, with evidence of what's happening at the farm level or the field level. And, you know, a lot of these new technologies that are coming along are really exciting for traceability, you know, like things like blockchain and, you know, like Land O'Lakes, they just came out with a new program called Sustain, which we're a member of, actually. It's built on the field to market tool, which has been a tool that's been around for a while. It provides us some great insight into, you know, how are we effectively managing the land and what can we be better at? You know, what can we change? What can we do differently? And we're really just scratching the surface with that piece. That's something, you know, I got a lot of passion about, just because you get online and you know, read somebody's blog from Los Angeles or New York that, you know, is trying to talk about agriculture. There's a lot of misinformation around there. I think we all know that around, you know, GMOs and organics and all those kind of things, you know, sustainable practices. So being able to trace that crop throughout its life and being able to, you know, show what products were used on that field and what management practices were used and be able to prove to the consumer that we are indeed, you know, being good stewards of the land that we're managing, I think it's going to be a very big piece of the agricultural industry going forward in the next 2 years, because, you know, people are wanting to know more and more, more than any other time in history, of, you know, where their food comes from and how it's grown and how it's made. But at the same time, people are more disconnected than ever in history from the farm, because more and more people are living in cities, and you know, we got to kind of find a way to build that bridge to tell our story.
Absolutely, and you hit on it pretty well that we have more access to information, but there's also a lot of false information out there too that you have to weed through.
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, that's one of the things, you know. When you talk to somebody who just, you know, is generations removed from ever living in a small town, and they've lived in in Chicago or, you know, like I said, LA or San Francisco, New York or wherever, you know, they're just going to have a lot of, thoughts that are incorrect about farming. But, you know, once you sit down and talk to them, if you're willing to have that conversation, usually, you know, you can dispel a lot of things. And I've had that experience personally a few times, and, but I think, you know, at a large-scale level, we definitely need to do a better job as an industry of telling our story and us being in control of the messaging rather than letting other people, you know, tell our story for us.
Absolutely. Now, Adam, I just want to touch back on Go Smart before we wrap up. That's part of a larger family, right?
Yes. Yeah, exactly. So we have a full line of Go brands. So, yeah, Go is kind of our proprietary trademark that we use for a lot of them. So we have Go Vertical, which is our line of proprietary micronutrient and starter fertilizer products. We have Go Clean, which is our adjuvant line. We have Go Flex, which is our, you know, personal financing that we provide for growers. We actually have Go Power Max, which I think is a new one that we just came up with for our fuel customers. So yeah, the Go line of brands is something that, you know, we do a lot with at the Equity, and you know, along with all of our other services that we offer from an agronomy or grain or feed standpoint, it provides us, you know, a way to kind of show our diversity, and also the fact that, you know, we have our own proprietary tools and technologies that we can bring to the farmer.
And Adam, where would a listener go to find more information about the Go series or to get into contact with you?
Yeah, just go to our website, which is theequity.com. And on there, there's contact page. You can contact any of us. There's links on there for Go Smart, for our, you know, like I said, all of our different departments, whether it's agronomy, feed, grain, fuel, hardware store. You can learn about all the different parts of our company at our website.
I have been talking with Adam Gerritsen. He is the Go Smart Manager of the Equity Co-op in Effingham, Illinois. Adam, thanks so much for talking with me today.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
I'm Ashley Davenport, your host for the Ag Pro Podcast, and thank you so much for listening. New episodes drop every Wednesday, and you can find the Ag Pro Podcast on the AgriTalk app or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. Until next time, have a great week.